7:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dunham and Miller Show from the Texas Motor Speedway. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Coming up here at 8:10, we'll talk Cowboys and Eagles, why I think the Cowboys have a pretty darn good shot to win on Sunday night at the Link. And also who T.O.'s picking in this matchup of his former teams. Right now, let's determine who wins the emergency break of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas, near Ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What did I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Who? Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second. Stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the three candidates, and then you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Norm Hitchkiss Show. It's Mike Bassick. As they were discussing the NBA mascots, Bassick made everyone tense, including Norm. Listen to Norm's reaction after Bassick had this idea of what the New Orleans Hornets could be called.
But who's the Hornets now? Which team is the Hornets?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But they used to be in Charlotte.
Right.
They're but not they put another team in Charlotte and gave them a new nickname. Mm-hmm. Why didn't New Orleans get their own nickname?
The Hurricanes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Now.
Wow.
On that insensitive remark.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All
right. That is the most callous response.
Norm.
Yeah.
No. No. That's a tough, sensitive remark.
I don't think so, pal. I don't think
Something's
so.
Happened to Mike Bassick, and I don't know what it is.
He's okay, crazy. But it was a funny line.
It
I thought.
Well, that offends me.
Well, Rich. Sorry. It was
know.
Funny.
I'm offended by the tragedy that was
I have relatives
Katrina.
In New Orleans.
There's
that
been plenty
affected.
Of other offensive things on this show this week, all right?
Yeah, that's truth.
There's still the Miami Hurricanes, and we had Hurricane
right.
Andrew devastate
right.
Miami.
Now, why do they call themselves the Hurricanes? That's going to end up biting them.
Well, it didn't during Andrew.
Yeah, but they're going to have a
they
Katrina
won, in
at
fact,
some point.
They were winning national championships left and right back then.
That's right. All right, candidate number two comes to us from Bad Radio. It's Donovan, who proves once again that Why Today Doesn't Suck is just chock full of emergency breaks. Because you can be talking about one sports subject and then Dan will start talking about an anniversary of a tragedy like he was here. And just before this, they were talking about refrigerator pairing, just his popularity and just how big he was. Donovan thought that as Dan was talking about an anniversary of a tragedy, it would be the best time to confirm, yes, indeed, it was.
He went back to an old conversation.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
On this day in 1994, Susan Smith of Union, South Carolina, was arrested for drowning her two young sons 9 days after
Number
claiming...
Number one character in the NFL, according to NFL Network.
Who? Sorry, here's the Donovan show.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I was talking about... Keep going.
Fridge?
Sure.
In the history of the NFL?
That's what I'm saying. So, keep going.
Now what do
don't
we
stop
do?
Down, need it. Keep
now,
going.
Now what do we do?
Keep going.
Round table?
The,
then that's just a little much for that, but let's keep going.
Said they were abducted. But they were. Fridge.
Really?
Come on, let's boot and rally, Gordo.
That worth it?
Oh, we have to go to calls now?
All right, well, Donovan may have ruined the segment and perhaps
Please.
The whole show.
Please.
But I have more.
Do you think Donovan was listening really closely to the
No.
No.
He was
tragedy
busy
it was
on
the
Wikipedia
Susan Smith.
Or something.
Yeah, number one character. Yeah.
Did Bob say boot and rally Gordo? What did he say?
I think
what
that's what
that?
He said.
I don't know what that's
that
a reference to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Boot and rally Gordo.
All right, well, there's an odd moment from Why Today Doesn't Suck. This was a really odd moment from our show. Junior had a couple of odd moments this week, but this was at the top of the list.
I protest.
You can't protest this. Someone emailed Gordo and talked about a very unfortunate incident in the Maverick game where Dirk and Jason Kidd tried to give each other the high hip. You know, they jump in the air and they bump hips.
Jump and bump.
The jump and bump, whatever you want to call it. And it went terribly wrong, and then Junior had a lot of reproductive confusion.
But the controversy was that Dirk over-rotated, and Kidd ended up slamming his pelvis into Dirk's bottom. In a very uncomfortable moment. That is the worst sports celebration you can possibly have, especially in a sport that is not football. Football, you have a bunch of pads on, and you're, you know, got some degree of separation, but in basketball,
maybe they planned it. Maybe that's the way they want to start something new.
The gayest celebration of all time.
The Brokeback.
That Gooden, what would he say about that?
Well, he'd say they're being a couple of somethings.
Yes. He would call them a couple of Clippers fans.
That celebration is especially uncomfortable because given Dirk's recent history, he doesn't want to get pregnant again.
He hadn't had a lot of sleep. Let's just leave it at
that.
Should
we count the errors?
No. Let's just go to the next story.
One.
I protest this.
How could you possibly protest
that? Because that was a fine, handcrafted
joke. Not even.
Okay, here's the deal.
It's made of mahogany.
Craziness. Here's the deal. If you guys want me to mass produce my humor at some Taiwanese sweatshop and produce these cheap jokes, I'll do that.
How could you get any cheaper than that joke?
But I am handcrafting.
Fit the fit and finish on that joke was horrible.
I'm handcrafting humor for the P1s. It's made in America. It's made right here.
He's trying to force field himself.
For the P1s, by the P1s.
That's all right. What gay Abe Lincoln said.
There's Junior up for an e-break along with Mike Bassick and Donovan Lewis. 214-787-1310 is how you can vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, my vote's on behalf of Thumper Hulk. I'm going to go for the Mavericks bad celebration. Thank you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
We all need some sports. Angry Brick. I'm Brad Thomas.
I don't understand what he's talking about. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I always thought the New Orleans Rooftoppers would be a good name.
Okay. All right. That's really unfortunate. There, too, sir. That's not a
Katrina reference.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me the Hurricane caller there. Was it Baddick?
Baddick.
Baddick. But, yeah, we know what you mean, sir. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, is the answer David? Let me see that Tom to Tom Tom Toms.
Ha! David Toms?
I don't get it.
With a song mixed in?
A song mixed in with a golf answer.
Let me see that Tom.
Oh, instead of thong? Okay. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I want to vote for Bassick and remind Gordo that Guar is going to be here Sunday night in Deep Ellum.
Why would you remind me of that?
Who?
Guar. Like I'm a huge Guar fan, or something.
Aren't you? You got your T-shirt on today.
No.
Yeah, you do have that on. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Junior Miller's bloody chocolate milk underpants.
Ugh, gross.
Gross.
My God.
We'll register your vote, but that's gross. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Mike Bassick hates black people.
Wow.
That is the most callous.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the swamp donkey.
Who's that?
That's my brother's boat.
That's like a swamp donkey. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
I was wanting to vote.
Yeah, go ahead.
For Junior, and does he like this gig?
I don't know. Junior, you like your gig?
I don't understand the question.
No, that wasn't
the question.
Like
your job, I guess. Do you enjoy being a talk show host? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mike Bassick.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow.
We have a winner, winner, winner. Mike Bassett, Bassett talking about...
Mike Bassett voice.
Talking about NBA
Mark Scott. I don't know the
Gosh.
Production.
Let's give it a listen.
But who's the Hornets now? Which team is the Hornets?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But they used to be in Charlotte.
Right.
They're
but
they
put
Bobcats.
They put another team in Charlotte and gave them a new nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't New Orleans get their own nickname?
The Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now.
Wow.
On that insensitive remark.
Holes.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. That is the most callous response.
Well, you know what that is?
Why is he a Wookiee?
That is a great example of a pure emergency brake.
Yeah.
The way it just slammed Norm to a standstill right in the middle of a happy time.
I tell you, yeah, I white-knuckle it in the car every time Norm has Q&A.
Yeah.
Because Jerry usually tries to shoot his wheels off somehow.
He doesn't get supported well by his crew.
They're either disinterested or they're just trying to throw a stick in his spokes. All right, how many is that for Bassett? Is that his first win?
Yeah, first at the ticket, but who could forget that e-brake he served up to Barry Bonds, so maybe two.
Okay. All right, well, congratulations to Mike Bassett. 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Why I think the Cowboys will win on Sunday night next.
I'm going to kill myself.